Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
We made a commitment to not play any Zach Bryan music, including that terrible new song, Bad News, targeting ICE raids and America's decline. We're still waiting for the other country station in the valley, OVK, to grow a pair and say, no, we're not going to do that either. But so far, we're the only country station saying no to Zach Bryan and this terrible Bad News song that he's targeting ICE raids. It's absolutely unbelievable. So I want to congratulate management here, Big Willie 105.5, for taking a strong stance. And shame on OVK, the old country station, for still not having any kind of commitment saying, no, we're not going to play Zach Bryan either. We don't really care. It's just their pathetic. Anyway, a $300 prize package, that's going to be coming up a little bit later this morning, just for you, just for listeners, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5, including the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see it at the Facebook live streams. $300 prize package, we got it right here. Also, it's orange and black, and it's an Armorall essential car care kit, massive bucket, lots and lots of Armorall products. In addition, you also get a multi-point inspection, an oil change, tire rotation, car wash detailing, all of that at Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And now, Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi is great, especially for our roads here in the valley. When you go to Crown, which is a Washington Crown Center, it's a short drive from the Highlands on 70, like there, you're there. Make sure you ask the general manager, Brad, and you tell him Dimitri sent me. He'll take very, very good care of you, especially if you want all-wheel drive Mitsubishi. They're inexpensive cars and very, very, very good financing. It's perfect for the valley. It is just the best value for the valley. All right, a live exclusive interview with Catherine Tallman. She is the mayor of St. Clairsville, and we're talking about this ugly incident Monday night. And now, God only knows what's going to happen Thursday night, executive session. City Council did not invite the mayor for this executive session. Catherine, how do you keep your sanity in dealing with these people?
I take long walks with the dog. No, that's their prerogative. They are allowed to do that, and I respect that. However, it puzzles me because right now, I think our city is humming on all engines. I mean, we just opened a hospital this summer.
Yes.
We opened that new unified rec center that is gorgeous, where we had the art show.
Yes.
And we just opened a brand new police station, which I invite you to come tour. I will take you personally on a tour of the building. I would love to show it off. And to me, there's just so much success going on that the things that they are picking apart seem very petty to me, but
yeah.
I would be so thrilled with the successes we've had. I don't know that our city's ever run better, but we have got tremendous supervisors. God has been an absolute jewel. He has done a wonderful job as service director.
Yep.
So I feel very blessed.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd find anyone to replace Jeremy, who was wonderful. I loved Jeremy. Yeah. But you found another good. You're very good at picking talent, and for city council to do this micromanaging thing. Now, by the way, I got to ask you this. You saw the Gage Voto story in the Times Leader, right?
Yeah.
All right. You saw the picture that he took of you, right?
Oh, yes.
What were you thinking about Christie as he took that picture? What were you thinking about her?
Well, I probably wasn't thinking that I'd like to go off and have dinner with you right now. I was shocked, mostly, because I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
And then, of course, irritation quickly gave way to, like, I want to bust my guts laughing because I think it's crazy.
But, yeah. Yeah.
You have to try to maintain some decorum.
I hear you. So when do you think City Council is going to tell you what the executive session was all about? Will they tell you the next day?
Well,
or are they
going
to? Sorry?
No.
They won't,
because that is privileged information. You can't discuss what went on in executive session, so they don't have to tell me.
Well, then, if they're going to change the rules, don't they have to disclose that?
If Eventually, yes. If they do, if that's what they're doing. But as far as me being in there, and I don't know that they'll go into executive session Thursday. I assume they will. It has to be an open meeting to begin with.
Right.
But I assume they will, and they'll make some decisions and come out and probably say, here's what we're going to vote on. So
wow.
I'm just speculating.
My goodness. So what's agitating Sammy so much? Is it my voice again?
Yeah, no, he's saying, I want to go see Dimitri. I want to see Dimitri. No, we have a deer in the front yard. And
oh.
Considers himself the deer slayer.
Deer slayer. Okay. Let's talk about another very good hire, Eric Gay. We had him on here. Nice guy.
He is a wonderful guy, and he has turned that rec center into a premier facility in this town. I call it the Disneyland of St. Clairsville.
Well, wait a minute now. You don't have any pedophiles there, so let's not call it Disneyland.
Yes, yes.
But Eric A. was here talking about the art show, and we talked it up. We had a great prize package. The winner was
so
appreciative.
So
happy to do that. Happy to do that. So how'd it turn out?
It was wonderful. We had over 40 pieces of art hung up, and we had judging, we had watercolor, acrylic, oil, pastels, pottery, mixed media classes, and we had entries in every category. And honestly, for a first year, Eric said to me, to be honest, Mayor, I thought what we'd be doing is this day after the art show consoling you, saying, it's okay, two pieces is fine. But he said, it blew me away. We had 40, and they were good.
Yeah.
We have got a lot of very talented people in our valley. And next year, we hope it's bigger and better. And much thanks again to Don Fienerde and Unified Bank. He helped guide us in the process of putting an art show together. And they sponsored a very nice reception. We had charcuterie and wine and pleasant jazz music. It was just like a really, really nice evening. We probably had 50 or 60 people there.
That is fantastic. Yeah, you had a nice post in there. You listed all the people who helped you with that, including Unified Bank and all the others, and that was great. You thanked virtually everybody who played a major role in that, virtually everybody.
Well, good to bring that together and to make a success. In fact, I'm now talking with Cheryl Pompeo, who is the dance director out at Ogilvy Institute. She's going to come over a day. We're going to figure out how we can do a performance of Nutcracker at the Unified Bank building, because I love Nutcracker. My parents took my sister and I to Benedum and Heinz Hall all the time, and the arts are very important to me. I would like to see them bring a performance, and if we talk to the people at the nursing homes, bring some of the patients over to see it, open it up for everybody. I think that's such an integral part of Christmas. So we're going to do a performance at the Unified Center.
I think that is great. Again, your post thanked virtually everybody who played a major role in that. Who were they again? Unified Bank, and who were the others you had in the post?
Well, we had the judges, Don Fienerde, Kevin Farron, Roz Mersion. They were our judges. Jen McMillan in my office created
right.
A beautiful charcuterie board. I told her I should have given her a ribbon. Elena Moscato in the office, she put all the paperwork together for people to fill out to, pre-register their artwork so we knew how many pieces we had coming. Eric, of course, he did everything and anything we asked him, and we just kind of invented it from the ground up, but thank God it went well, and hopefully we'll do this again next year. So if you paint, or if Leslie paints, I expect you to get your paints out and start painting.
Yeah, you thanked just about everybody in that post. You really gave everybody else an awful lot of credit. And I thought that was wonderful. Very classy of you to give all that credit to all the other people who played a major role in making this thing a success.
Well, Jeremy used to call me the white tornado.
What about me? Hey, what about me? You missed me. I don't care about Jeremy. My God, why did you include me in that? I'm going, hey, okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Where the hell am I?
I will put a special post to thank you.
A little late for that, Catherine Tomlin. A little late for that. I'm hinting around going, just about everybody. Right over your head.
But here's what I was going to ask you. I would be honored if you would come over on October 21st, which is a Tuesday night. we are doing like a boo at the amphitheater. We used to do it on the bike trail and put these big inflatables in the tunnel, but it is being worked on. We're going to do it at the amphitheater. And if you would like to come down and hand out candy, I will buy you a huge bag of candy to hand out.
Yeah, you want me there just to scare the kids. That's what you want. They're like, no, look at the talk show host. Live and local.
You are a local celebrity, and I would be honored if you would come down. Like I said, I'll provide the candy.
Well, do you have anything that's not sugar that I can hand out that's not candy? Is there anything safe that I don't want to hand out? I can't hand out candy, but we can talk off the air. Let's do this. We'll talk off the air. And I've already let go of this whole post thing where you thanked everybody on earth regarding the art festival, except of course me. You got something else coming up too, right?
Well, we've got laser tag, and Eric's got that scheduled, I think, for the 25th of October for the kids. And again, sometime in November, Nutcracker. So, and then I know the Chamber's got their light up night, and I think it's the 22nd of November, but that'll be the Chamber doing it.
So. All right. Great. Well, we can always talk about some other ideas. I mean, if you can put together a major prize package, the winner just, I mean, she was enthralled. It was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So if you could put together a nice prize package for our listeners, the value has to be several hundred dollars because it's Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. But if you'd be willing to do that, we could promote the hell out of whatever's going on in St. C. I'm happy to do that. Maybe I'll even be mentioned in your next post.
Probably. I could bet on it. But no, Eric could put together another prize package involving Renault, the rec center, and I'd be happy. I'll talk to him about getting that together again and get with you. How about if we have you hand out Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts? That. Oh, yeah, the kids. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll be a big Brussels. Hit. I'll be a big hit with the kids. Here's a Brussels sprout. Now you can fart all night. Here you go. Here's another Brussels. Oh, I hate Brussels sprouts. If the Jolly Green Giant had a they come out of, don't even get me started with just Brussels sprouts. Oh, it's terrible.
Have you ever had them at Longhorn? They're delicious.
I would not eat. You couldn't pay me enough money to eat a Brussels sprout, even if it was covered with gold. You couldn't get me to eat it. I just, ugh, yeah.
Next time I'm on your show, I'm bringing you an order of Brussels sprouts and Sammy. And I'll bring Sammy after he's eaten Brussels sprouts.
Now you're starting to piss me off. Oh, yes, let's have Sammy in here. We'll feed him the Brussels sprouts, then we'll have collie farts all through the studio here. Well, the poor stink bugs are going to be leaving me. We got stink bugs now in the studio because the weather has changed and all that, and now even they're going to be leaving me.
Oh, I was going to say, that would good. Be for an unusual punishment.
It really would, yeah. Hey, look, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. And, of course, in a little bit, we're going to have Mr. Big Willie on himself talking about this terrible accident. But I always give my guests the last word, Catherine. So you've got about a minute or so. Whatever it is you want to talk about, whatever you want to tell our listeners about whatever's coming up or clear up anything with this Christy Lipscomb character and promote anything, you got about a minute. Catherine Tallman, the mayor of St. Clairsville, my microphone is yours.
Thank you, Dimitri. First of all, I want to thank you for being always gracious, helping us to promote things in our town, and I really appreciate you've been a real friend of St. Clairsville. As far as council, we'll get stuff worked out. We got speed bumps, but we've got a lot of good things to look forward to, and I really love our town. I love the progress we're making, what all is going on, and it's just a great place to be.
If people would like more information, Catherine, what do they do? Can they call you? Do they go to the Facebook page? Do they call the website or go to the website? What do they need to do?
For information regarding the rec center activities?
Anything.
Oh, they can call the city building, 695-1324. Or if it's something involving the rec center, they could call the St. Clairsville Rec Center.
All right. And what's that phone number again? 740-what?
1324.
Okay, 740-695. Mm-hmm.
1324.
Terrific. And they can also reach you on Facebook, is that right?
That is correct.
All right. Talman is T-H-A-L-M-A-N. And I thank you very much. Please thank Eric again. He was a great guest. He really was. I'm glad it worked out with the art thing, and I'm sorry it didn't work out with the post. But bygones are bygones, and I'm not going to let it get to me. And then we can always work out something for the Halloween thing, but it won't be handing out Brussels sprouts to kids. Everybody hates me already as it is. This would just seal the deal. I'm not going to be doing it.
You know what, Dimitri gave me that. He gave my daughter Brussels sprouts.
Jesus. Now I know your Achilles heel. I'm going to go get you a pack of them and let them ferment in my freezer.
What? Oh, Lord. Give my best to Sammy. I hope he caught that deer and brought it down, and I hope he's gutting it right now. You have a good one, Catherine, all right?
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. All right. I'd love to see Sammy go after that deer. Big Willie coming up right after the news, talking about the big accident on I-470.